Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining me here today and every time you listen to the podcast. It means so, so much to me to have you all here just chatting it up. Today, we're going to actually take a little bit of a turn. We talk a lot about spirituality and law of attraction and energy. But now I want to switch it up and give you more of a practical explanation and application of everything that we talk about that may be a little out there for you, maybe a little hard to grasp, or maybe you're all about it, but you have some skeptics in your life. Well, here's another way to think about it, what we're going to talk about today. And it really takes it from, you know, we talk so much about our mental health and our mental body, our emotional health and our emotional body, and our spiritual health and spiritual bodies. But hey, let's take it back to the physical body, be more practical with it all, and see how this all works from that end as well. And we're going to do that by really diving into the reticular activating system. Now, before that, I do just want to let you know of one relatively new thing. I keep forgetting to talk about it over here, but it has been going on for a few weeks now. And I want to make sure that if you are an Unstuck Podcast listener, that you know about what else is going on in the world of Unstuck stuff, which is a special Facebook group just for entrepreneurs. And more specifically, although not limited to, but for sure, if you are a wellness entrepreneur, which means like nutritionist, personal trainer, health coach, acupuncturist, naturopath, any sort of practitioner who is looking to make a real impact in the wellness of this world and wants to do so on their own terms, not working for anybody else, but really wants to create their own business and their own practice, then I have a space for you. And it's free. It's over on Facebook. Now, you know, not a fan of Facebook, but it really is, at least for now, the best way for me to connect with so many of you and be able to just chat it up, to be able to go live. I do live videos, Q&A type videos in there every week. And it's just the best way to be able to do that with all of you. So if you are an entrepreneur, and specifically if you are looking for, although this information doesn't just apply to the wellness space, but like for sure, if you are in the wellness space, I want you in that group. You can find it over on facebook.com/groups/unstuckwellness. That is the URL to get to that private Facebook group. I will be the one to let you in and then we can chat from there. But it is a safe space just to learn more about either becoming a wellness entrepreneur or growing your business as a wellness entrepreneur. There are people who haven't started their business at all. There are people who want to make a bigger impact and don't know how. There's just a lot. And for me, I absolutely love talking shop. That's what I call talking business. I love talking shop. I am someone who now in almost 8 years of business has made so many mistakes, has figured out so many things on my own, has taken so many wrong turns, but learned so much along the way and done so much along the way. Like I kind of forget about it. I just go in my business and do my thing. And then I get these people reaching out to me and it happens all the time. This is why I created this group. Almost daily, I get either emails or Instagram messages or Facebook messages or something where people are asking me about my business and how I grew it or what I would recommend or what I would do differently or just all these questions. And I've done that for so many years. And now it's like I finally realized, oh, hey, maybe that was a clue from the universe that I should be talking about this more, and that there's a lot of people that could use the knowledge that I've gained through my own experience to make their experience a little better and a little easier, a lot easier. Let me rephrase that. A lot easier and smoother than mine was, just because of what I've learned. So finally realized that probably was just the right time. Of course, it all happens just as it should. And so I created this group. So facebook.com/group/unstuckwellness, that will be linked in the show notes. But make sure you head over there if you are either a current entrepreneur or a future entrepreneur and want to make sure you know all the tools before you get going. And of course, here's what I'm going to say right here, right now. Yeah, there's tons of tactical stuff that I have learned, what I consider like, you know, how do you set up your email list and how do you get Instagram followers? How do you get podcast listeners? How do you even set up a podcast? How do you even set up and start like getting people to want your emails? These kinds of things, tactical. That's what I call tactical forms of business advice. But I will tell you with 100% certainty, and I think y'all know what's coming, that is like 20% of it, and 80% of business is your mindset. Like, we are absolutely getting in our own way as entrepreneurs from truly making the impact and having the success that we want to have. Like, no doubt in my mind, I've done it. I have seen every single person I have talked to that is an entrepreneur do it themselves. Some of us are able to see that and move beyond. Some of us, it keeps us stuck forever and we never make the impact that we're looking to make. We never follow our dreams and passions the way that we want to because of our mindset, because of our fears and our stories and our worries and all this stuff. So I will let you know that yes, there's tons of tactical stuff that I will talk about, but we also have to look at that mindset stuff. And that's more important. Otherwise, it literally doesn't matter. If you have clients or get emails or start a podcast, because it won't matter because you're still getting in your own way. So again, tangent. As you can see, I do love talking about it. I didn't even think I was going to talk about all that just now, but I truly love it. And so head over there, Facebook, link in the show notes. We can start chatting away over there. All right, let's do a little bit of digging into the reticular activating system, as I will call the RAS for short, obviously. Otherwise, I will fumble over that many, many times. So the RAS is a bundle of nerves at the base of our brainstem that acts as a filter for our brains. I mean, if you think about how much information we are being inundated with every second, every millisecond of every day, we have to have a filter. Otherwise, our brain is going to be just overwhelmed, like massively overwhelmed with what is coming in. So the RAS is that filter. It lets in the important stuff and keeps out the not so important stuff. It's really the gatekeeper of our minds. And it's also the gate between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And it makes sure that your brain doesn't have to deal with more information that it can handle. So it really deciphers what's important. Now, how does it determine what's important? Well, because of us, because of what we've determined is important by way of our focus, what we focus on. So as soon as I give an example of how the RAS works, you're going to absolutely have your own, probably multiple examples in your own life of it working. So for instance, when you decide that you're in the market for a new car and you have this like dream car that you really want, this vision of that car, and then all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere. Like say, for instance, you decide, oh, I just really want a red Jeep. Like I want to start looking. I want to go test one out, see if I like it, find the right one. And then literally every time you get in your not Jeep car, you start seeing red Jeeps everywhere. Or it's the way you learn of this new word that's like super random, never heard of it. Now you all of a sudden know this word, you know what it means. And then you start hearing that word being used everywhere. It's everywhere. Everywhere you go, every conversation you have, that word is in it. Or have you ever been in a really large crowd, like the droning on of voices and conversations, just constant noise of voices? And you don't hear really much of anything because there's so many different conversations going on, like if you're at a concert or a convention or something like that. But then not even at a louder volume or anything, someone says your name or something like your name. And it may not even be someone that's looking for you. They just say something close to your name and you perk up, and now all of a sudden you can hear that conversation. For me, I have two examples of how this was working in my own life. First of all, when I was single, I spent 6 years being single and not wanting to be single, wanting to be in a relationship. And so every time I went anywhere, all I would see are couples, like super happy, super in love couples, holding hands, kissing, going on dates, having this awesome time together. And here I was alone. So it was like all I could see, because that's what I wanted, were relationships. And then the very similar thing happened when I was sick and I couldn't run, I couldn't hike, I could barely work out. Really all I could do was walk and do a little bit of yoga because I just didn't have the energy or capacity to do anything else when I wasn't well. I would just go drive somewhere, drive to the store, and I would see runners and bikers and hikers and all these people being super active because I couldn't be and I wanted to be. So again, this is how we filter things. It becomes our point of focus. And then our point of focus is how a filter is built through our reticular activating system, or RAS. So it takes whatever you decide is important and creates that filter. So then you are only presented with the things that coincide with that desire or with what is important to you, with what you're focusing on. And then the rest goes by unnoticed by you consciously. It doesn't get past that filter. And super cool, obviously, you can now tell that your brain is doing all of this without you even knowing. It is a super efficient system, does this for many, many, many different things, has these filters set up. Again, based on what you have determined is important versus not important. So really a fascinating thing that's happening subconsciously without us even realizing it, behind the scenes, so to speak. And so you might now be wondering, well, what the heck does this have to do with us getting and staying unstuck? Why do I care about this? Why do I need to know? It's all happening without me even knowing. So who cares? Well, of course, you know there's going to be a huge reason, and you might already be able to see it coming about, which is that the RAS also creates this filter system around your beliefs. You know, those stories, those false stories that we've been telling ourselves for years and years and years that, you know, we've talked about in pretty much every episode now of Unstuck. So I think a lot of us are getting a little bit more clued in to what our own limiting beliefs or stories are. But our RAS has the job of making sure to provide us all the data that we need to validate those false stories. Let me just give you a very random example. Let's say that you believe that you're bad at golf. You tell everybody you're bad at golf. Every time you have a golf game, you come out of it knowing you're bad at golf, thinking that, just being sure of it. You just cannot get good at golf. So that means your RAS is going to continue to filter in all of the evidence confirming that you're bad at golf. You're going to continue to go up to the ball and whiff every single time because you just know that's what's going to happen, or you're going to shoot your ball in the wrong direction. You're not going to get it in the hole. It's going to take three times of putting before you get it in the hole. This is what happens. You are going to continue to see all of the evidence to confirm that you are bad at golf. Same thing if you believe you'll never find love. You're going to continue to see everything that makes it true that you are destined to be alone forever. If you believe that getting healthy or losing weight is impossible for you, it's going to be. Your RAS is going to make sure that it continues to stay in alignment with that truth and show you all the evidence to provide that as true. And if you really think about it now, as I mentioned at the beginning, you can see that the RAS is almost a more practical, less woo-woo explanation around the idea of you get what you focus on. So it's like the law of attraction from a more physical, practical standpoint. So if LOA doesn't float your boat, well then, you still can't deny the reticular activating system. It's this well-known, highly studied function of our brain. Pretty cool, right? It gives a little bit of more practical push to what we already know to be true spiritually and energetically. So the RAS lines everything up specifically so that you see what you want to see or what you believe to be true about yourself or the world. And then that is what is going to determine your actions. But of course, you are the one in charge here. You are the one setting these parameters for your personal filtration system. And you're subconsciously doing so by way of these beliefs. And that's why you just keep getting more and more proof that these beliefs are actually true when they're actually not. They're still just those darn false stories. Now, here's where things get even cooler. And I think you know this is coming. Because if we're in charge of our filtration system, that means that we can retrain our RAS to have different filters. Our current filters don't have to be our forever filters. So let's go back to that instance where you decided you wanted a red Jeep, and so you started seeing red Jeeps everywhere. But think about how many times you saw a red Jeep before that and didn't notice it, had no idea, never saw that red Jeep, even though it has passed, you probably passed millions of red Jeeps in your life, because that was before you decided that you wanted it and put your focus on it. And like in my situation, once I got into a loving, wonderful relationship, I just stopped seeing other people in relationships. I didn't even have any attention to it, whether they were by themselves or with somebody. I didn't even notice because my focus was now on my own relationship and not my singleness and not having that relationship, even though I wanted it. So you can see they are very changeable, very much focused on your focus, on what you are putting your attention towards. How do we do this? Well, first of all, you know I'm going to tell you that you've got to dig into those beliefs. We talk about this so much here on Unstuck because it really is the first and most important step to getting unstuck in every area of life. As long as those stories are still playing in your subconscious mind, then they're still going to remain your focus, whether you know it or not. So if you are still hanging on to those stories, and like I've mentioned in the past, they don't just magically disappear. Even once you know they're there, you still have to, it's a continuous process of doing this work and having the ability and the desire to rewrite those stories to be something that feels better to you and something that is actually true. So we've gone over some really great tools to uncover and rewrite those stories. You can go back to episode 9 to get started, episode 9 of Unstuck to get started. I would highly recommend doing the Empower Intensive Coaching Call on belief redesign, and I will link that up in the show notes. That will be give you just the best explanation of what's going on inside your brain in a 90-minute coaching call, but also then give you the actual homework assignment, the actual tools to use to rewrite those stories. So that step is, of course, a must and something that will be a long-term deal for you. And it will, after you learn how to do this and you have some practice doing it, it will be almost automatic. You will hear yourself have these crazy random limiting beliefs or stories and be like, oh, well, that's just a story. I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to give that any attention. Instead, I'm going to focus on this, which is the change, the different story. So that's step one. Step two, and this is something that we've talked about a little bit, but I still want to dedicate an entire episode to this, which is setting an intention. So quickly, we'll go over what I mean by this, but like I said, whole nother episode coming in the near future of the difference between intentions and goals, because big difference. And really, to me, the biggest difference with an intention versus a goal is that there is energy, a different, I guess, kind of energy behind that goal. It is a heart-centered, high vibrational, aligned energy behind this goal. So it's not some arbitrary goal that you make with your head. It's not a head-centered goal because you think you should, or that that's what sounds good, or that's what everyone else is doing, or that's what someone told you you needed to do, or whatever. That's a goal. That's often how we create our goals. But this intention setting, and this is why I love using intentions over goals for pretty much everything, is the backing of energy behind that desire, behind that intention or goal. So you continue to have this positive, lovely, amazing vibration in connection with your intention. So as it relates to the reticular activating system, we set an intention. And I mean, it could be something like, these are super simple and I would recommend getting a little bit more specific, but just to give you some ideas, I intend to find the love of my life. I intend to create a successful business. I intend to gain health and balance within my physical, mental, and emotional bodies. What is your intention moving forward? What is your future goal that has some really lovely energy behind it? What is your heart telling you is your goal, or your intuition telling you is your goal? So we set that. And then once you have that intention, you back that up with focus. That's where your focus goes. And we'll talk about how to focus on that in just a second. But once you do that, your RAS will start to create a filter around that, because you have now sent the message that you expect this to happen. You expect your intention to happen. And so your RAS will start showing you all of the ways in which you will get there. Your subconscious mind and conscious mind start kind of conspiring together to make your intention real, to bring you to that goal. So you start seeing all of the ways that you could reach that goal. You'll start thinking towards that goal. You'll start speaking towards that goal, and it is yours. So you're setting an intention, a heart-centered goal. Now, you might be thinking, well, cool, but I've already created a ton of goals in my life and my RAS hasn't remotely shown how to make them come true. So I don't know if I believe this. I don't know if this is going to be any different. Now, let me tell you why. And this is when we'll get into how we can actually create a focus around our intention. First of all, the vast majority of the time, like vast majority of the time, we create goals that oppose our limiting beliefs, but yet we don't work to change those beliefs or rewrite those stories So for instance, we make a goal to lose, or even an intention to lose 10 pounds, let's say. But yet we still have the story that losing weight never works for us, or that we don't deserve to have the health and body we want, whatever our story might be around our physical health and our weight. So we create this opposition between our goal and what we still believe. You might have a goal of creating a six-figure business, but yet you still have the story that you're not smart enough for that kind of business. You don't have enough capacity or time to be able to build that business. You don't deserve success. Again, story, story, story. So that's why we've got to make that belief redesign a high priority in order to make all of this work. Because even if we create this really lovely heart-centered intention, if your filter is still set on that story and you haven't worked to, you know, unfilter it, to break up that filtering system, then it's still going to filter towards that instead of your intention. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we can't just set our intention and then forget about it. And that's what we so often do with our goals, especially if there's any sort of remote sign that we're not going to achieve that goal, most likely because we still have a story there, then your intention, you're not really putting your focus there. And if you really want to train your RAS to begin filtering information to guide you toward your intention, then you have to get very clear on the path to that intent, on how you expect to get there, and all the feelings that you'll have along the way. So how does that path feel to you, and how does it feel once you're there? So this is how we focus on it. This is how we build that focus and put our energy there so that then the RAS has no other options but to filter in that information that will get us there. So it's not just set your intention and forget it. It's set your intention and focus on it. How? Well, lots of ways, but this is where we can really go back to our talk a few weeks ago about visualization. It comes in so nicely here. Just one more reason why visualization is your superpower, which is what we talked about in that episode, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Because to really retrain your RAS, you need to visualize your path. That is how we can focus intentionally. And not just, again, not just set your intention, visualize it once, forget about it. Regular visualization of your intention, this is how it will get solidified in your brain. Your RAS will have no other choice but to set that filter and start filtering in all of the ways that will get you there. You can kind of think of it as creating like a mental movie of your path to that intention and, of course, how it will feel. You're replaying that movie with you as the lead over and over again. And as you continue on with that movie, get as detailed as possible, use as many of your senses as possible, really try to actually feel right now how it's going to feel then. As I've mentioned, I love making visualization a part of my journaling practice. So I write about the path that I can see with my mind's eye, and I feel all the sensations as I'm journaling. So I kind of see it in my mind's eye. I create that visualization. I write about it in my journal and I feel all of it as I go. So for me, I'm currently working towards a rather large intention. And so I've now written, visualized, and felt the path that is going to get me there for, as of today, right now when I'm recording this, 43 days in a row. For 43 days, I have set my intention and focused on my path to that intention. And guess what? I'm regularly being presented with the opportunities and the ideas, everything that I need to get me there regularly, like daily basis, getting new ideas, getting new information, getting presented with the new opportunities, things like that, that is lining up to get me to this intention. Is it the RAS? For sure. Is it law of attraction and my energy? Absolutely. Is it the power of visualization? 100%. It's everything. It's all of it combined. So again, if you really love the spiritual side of this, love it. That's great. And do the work to bring the laws of the universe into motion in your life. If that doesn't resonate with you, or maybe you just like the combination, which is kind of where I'm at, where I love the spiritual side of things, but then I also love learning about this more practical approach and what's actually happening too in our physical body when we do all of this work, and in with our emotions and with our mental health, and what all of it is playing a role together to essentially, like, we have everything that we could ever ask for to build the life that we want and to feel the way we want to feel and to have what we want to have in our existence. We have every single tool playing in favor of that, except for us getting in our own way. And so I just love being able to present to you guys all of the different ways in which things are lining up for you, except for what you are or are not doing. And so then all we have to do, which actually becomes quite easy once we've, you know, apply everything we've learned here on Unstuck, is to just get out of our own way. And then we have just so many things that will line up perfectly to build the life that we want and to feel everything we've been longing to feel. So I hope this just gives you a little bit of insight into that separate world. And definitely if you have any skeptics in your life of any of this more spiritual path, then maybe this RAS will resonate with them. And that's something that you can share with them too if you do want to kind of get on the same page. I know Tony Robbins, who I think probably everyone knows, huge kind of coach and like success coach, mindset coach, that kind of thing in this space. He talks about the RAS quite a bit. So you can even head there, even just Google RAS Tony Robbins. I'm sure something will come up, a talk or a blog post or something where you can see how he also recommends it and how he uses it in his own life and coaches other people on using the RAS. So that might be something for, again, a more practical approach to this work. But what I want for you guys to do today as your homework is to create your intention. I think that's really the first step here, is to decide what that heart-centered goal is. What do you want to achieve that can be backed with this unwavering energetic vibration, like high vibe-ness behind that goal? That is how we create an intention, or this heart-centered goal that I love to call it. So create that. Just do one to start and then do the visualization, do all the techniques, really start to focus on that and see if you notice more things in your life that correspond to that intention. Of course, you got to take action on those things. That's up to you to really see it and take further action, not to deny that all lining up for you in that way. So, but see, just see what comes out of it. See if you notice more coming up. And I will leave you with that for the week. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about what's going on in that brain of yours and how all of it's working together to make you the best version of you. All right, that will do it for now, my friends. Until next time, take care.